I'm a proud American. Happy to say I'm a proud American, though the news media breathlessly tells us how people aren't very much happy to say they're Americans or whatever. Or we're not going to be around for another 250 years, all those things. I'm very proud to be an American and happy and realize that when I say to myself sometimes, man, I wish I could win the lottery. Like I got a note the other day, I won $8, and I go, $8? The amount of money I've invested, at least I can say I've invested in our schools. But I did win the lottery. I was born in the United States of America. That's a big lottery win, and I'm proud of it. And proud that I had grandparents on one side of the family that spoke perfect English and could they could follow their heritage back to the Mayflower. And then on my mother's side, grandparents who struggled with English as a second language and could go back as far as the boat they came on from Lebanon. I think that's helped make me be a thankful American. Jocelyn Benson, our great Secretary of State and Democrat gubernatorial candidate, is on the line checking in. Madam Secretary, happy 4th of July to you.
Happy 4th of July, Paul. That's a beautiful reflection on how lucky we are to live in this country, in a place where the American people rule the day, where the power of the people rules the day. I, too, am so proud to be an American and enjoying celebrating our 250th. Over the next few days, we release a special license plate at the Department of State to commemorate this year, and it's always inspiring to see people driving around the state honoring the 250th anniversary of our union, of our country. And I agree, it's a reminder that even in our differences, we can still find ways to come together.
Absolutely. The fact that we can have differences is what America is all about. And I love the fact, Jocelyn Benson, that you were raised in a middle-class family, the wife of a veteran, the mom of a 10-year-old kid. You do understand what lots of people are going through regarding their bills and budgets and those kitchen table issues. You have lived them. And now you're talking about launching a costs-down, wages-up statewide tour. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, everywhere I go in Michigan, and we're on day two of this statewide tour, I hear stories about families struggling to make ends meet and how too often government's kind of showing up where we don't want it and nowhere where we actually need it. And Secretary of State, as you know, I've tried to streamline how government works so it's actually showing up to reduce costs. And I want to, as governor, invest in economic growth so that we're driving up wages as well. You know, we've got some of the lowest per capita income in the nation. And with costs skyrocketing on everything from gas to healthcare to housing, with stagnant wages, it's untenable for everybody, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. I'm going to be a governor who works with everyone to try to drive down costs, make government work better, and also invest in growth in our economy so that we're driving up wages and creating more opportunity for all.
Quickly, I know that the mail-in ballots has been a topic of discussion and arguments, obviously. You have supported it all along, and now the Supreme Court is indeed allowing states to count mail-in ballots that arrive late, rejecting the RNC challenge. And let's face it, if I think they have to have it sent or postmarked by Election Day, and then, look, it's a crapshoot as to when they're actually going to arrive. That's just the way the mail service is these days. But are you pleased with the results?
Well, I appreciate a decision that at the federal level reaffirms state elections because that is really our Constitution. That is a win for that. And I think, yes, we have to ensure we get those ballots in early. The law requires them to be postmarked by Election Day. But what this is really about are military service members serving overseas who oftentimes do send their ballot in well in advance of Election Day, but sometimes it doesn't get received until a few days after. So as someone who, you know, my husband was serving in Afghanistan in 2012 during the presidential election, and we lived through this ourselves where he mailed his ballot back and he actually wasn't received in time and it didn't count. That is heartbreaking to experience as a military spouse. So I'm really glad for our military service members in particular, if they do everything right and get their ballot in on time and it just arrives the day after Election Day or the second day after Election Day, we can still count it. But again, those ballots are rare. It's very, you know, we're talking about a few hundred, if that, in any given statewide election. So it's not a significant number, but it does ensure those military service members don't see themselves disenfranchised because of failures in the U.S. Postal Service.
Our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, with us in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR. She is also the strongest, at this point, Democrat gubernatorial candidate. She's the leader by all of the polls. She would be the first to tell you she's not backing down just because of polls. She's full steam ahead with her big statewide tour and all that's going on. Luckily, you're not ever going to run for Secretary of State of California, but what would you have done as a Secretary of State to make it so that we don't stand around for days and days and days waiting for the California vote to be counted and submitted?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we as soon as possible and also be very transparent with the public about what's happening as you're counting those ballots. Because sometimes you have them all counted and you just can't release them until they go through all the checks and balances. And you need to be really transparent and upfront with the public so they understand if you don't receive those results within a few hours of the polls closing, why we have to wait. And that's what I would do differently.
Okay. You broke up a little bit at the beginning, but we get the point. Anything else you want to say, Madam Secretary?
No, but thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. Happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, stay safe, stay hydrated, and leave the fireworks to the pros.
Okay. Will do.
Not that you were planning on sending off a bunch of rockets.
I wasn't, but I will. I'll keep that in mind if I ever do.
Okay. I'm older than you. I give advice. I can't help it. And I worry for everybody. So thanks so much for being with us, Madam Secretary. Good luck.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the leading Democrat gubernatorial candidate. And we thought we would touch base going into this great holiday. And I'm happy to hear that she is proudly celebrating America's 250th. You wouldn't think I'd have to ask that, but these days, there are so many people out there that are not. And there are so many socialist, communist Democrats that are not. Very sad, very unfortunate. We'll get our act together, I'm sure. 143 WJR.